What?
Huh?
What'd you just say?
I said like a frog.
No, before that.
Retractable nutsack?
Yeah.
You know, it's just handy in case.
You, yeah? You want to elaborate?
Well, I mean, if you're in danger, you know. Yeah,
sure.
It goes behind a sheath. It goes... I didn't say it's pleasant. Say it's pleasant.
Right.
But it's just, it's science. It's evolution. That's what's going to happen.
Talk about nut sacks.
You did it.
I know.
It's your mess. You clean it up.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take the tea down Brighton.
The tea?
Yeah. Sometimes I take the tea down Brighton.
Yeah.
I pop into my favorite GameStomp.
GameStomp.
Store.
Stomping grounds.
Storefront.
Down Boston? Down Cambridge?
Down Squamscott.
Okay.
Down Peabody.
They still got the old carpet in that one. That's why you make the trip.
Yeah, Peabody. Woburn.
Woburn.
I'm just naming places in Massachusetts that probably have a GameStop in them.
Or at least used to.
Yeah. Not anymore. Some of them. Some of them. But yeah, I go honk my way down there and I say, what you got for PlayStation 5s? What you got for Xbox?
Onks bonks.
Series. What you got for those? And they say, I just got a shipment. I say, I'll buy them all up.
All of them.
All
so
of
I can
them.
Flip all.
Then I ride my bike back home. And
but you brought your bike on the tee?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a foldable.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ride home after I picked up the multiple gaming systems.
Right. Strapped your
and
back.
Graphics cards.
All the most valuable.
The most coveted of imported electronics.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's.
It's what the kids want. And it's what the moms and dads are going to get.
You're
them.
Doing a service is what you're doing.
I know.
You're doing the work for them.
Right.
So why shouldn't you get a little extra?
Right.
Of course.
Like double the
someone's
cost.
Someone's going to do it.
Someone's got to get the money. May as well be me. Me.
I came real close to telling him that his friend's a fucking dick. That
yeah, this dude who came into our work was talking all this trash about how his buddy picks up all the GeForce cards.
He says he gets 3080s and what are they? $800?
Yeah.
And he sells them for like $2,200?
Yeah.
Dick.
Douchebag.
Shit.
Shit face.
This is good graphics, by the way.
Shit mouth. What?
I said, this is good graphics, by the way.
Oh, are you recording?
I thought you were.
Oh, am I recording?
I don't know. We just go.
Whoa. We can never be sure. So
it's always recording.
So, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know. We live in a society. Yeah, it's good graphics.
It sure is.
I'm Curtis Charles, by the way.
I'm Brett.
It's been a while. Just forget what we've all, just forget whatever we've said. I guess at this point, like, just forget what we've said about the reoccurrence of this show coming out, because it's just going to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
until things are,
it's just going to happen sometimes.
Till
and sometimes it's just not going to happen. And
yeah. We did one in January.
That was the last one.
I think so.
Yes. It's been
or was it February? I don't know. What's time?
Who cares? We were going to do like monthly, but then we were like, eh. Whatever.
Well, shit's been difficult.
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
I don't care. Who cares?
We do what we do when we do. Okay.
Plus, okay. there was a little bit of time where there wasn't a whole lot to play.
Yeah, there was a drought. Big one. There kind of still is in a lot of
ways. In a sense.
Ways.
Like, things keep getting delayed. Feels like, well, there's been a few things. But the only things I bought game-wise since the last time we recorded was Super Maringo World,
yeah,
on the Switch.
Super Waluigi's
Super hut. Waluigi's Wang.
Yeah,
which is good. You know, it's an old game that I paid full price for. Again,
it's the Nintendo way.
Yeah, Granted, they added a new segment I haven't tried yet.
Oh,
but
shit.
I will say it's one of the best Mario games I think I've ever played, if you're into those.
Oh.
I beat all the main world levels. And I don't know if I care enough to do all the bonus.
You can't have
shit.
A conversation about a Mario game.
It's
you
a Marengo.
Everybody knows everything about him.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's good.
No, I'm making an observation.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. There's not a whole lot to dissect there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is what it is. And you're just going to have to deal with it, just like the calendar that we go by for this podcast.
It's fun.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's fun.
You know.
A lot of fun. You know? A lot of fun. That's more like an Egger suit. I just been doing survival games.
Right.
Big time. Jumping around on them. Because I got Valheim.
Which I still haven't tried.
Yeah, it's real good. It's early access. It's a Viking themed survival game where you are in between the realms of the living and the dead, and you have to survive in the woods and shit and beat these three or four big bosses that give you special powers and stuff, and you kill them all, and then you get to go back to the realm of the living.
It's sold like a bajillion copies.
Yeah, I got it. Like, I think I saw a PC Gamer writing about it. That's what got me
interested. Because shit blew up.
It blew up real fast.
Big.
Yeah. I played a lot of it. And I played with Duncan and Chris a little bit, who've both been on this show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have played so much more than me, where, like, we had a shared server.
Right.
Or I think it's on Duncan's computer, and he plays it way more than me. So I went away one night, and then like a day later or something, I came back, and like all the progress had been made. Like
everything was done.
Everything was done. And then like I was accidentally unlocking shit that I hadn't like experienced in the main game yet. Like by picking up shit that they dropped. And stuff like that. Basically, they out-Valheimed me. They got way ahead of me, and I had to just jump back onto my own private server like a loser.
You had to retreat.
Yeah. But then that made me want to play other survival games. No Man's Sky.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you started playing that again.
Yeah. Big fan of that guy. That's come a long way. It always is.
Yeah.
They're always adding shit. And I've totally forgot that they added a VR mode.
Yeah, that's probably a really cool game to play in VR.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get sick.
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 Subnautica was another one that I've been playing a lot.
Is that still not out on the Switch?
No. It's soon, though.
Waiting for that.
It's soon, but that's one of my favorites. In the Forest, similar concept, survive in the woods after plane crash.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Bunch of cannibals living in the woods. You got to survive, defend yourself. Stranded Deep. Deep.
Would you say ravenous cannibals are scarier than zombies?
Ravenous cannibals? Yeah.
Yeah, like, because they're still human. They're
well,
sentient.
Zombies, technically a zombie could be a ravenous.
True, but they're the undead, you know? I'm more like it's just a bunch of people in the woods, that like in that game.
Yeah.
Like, is that scarier than, like, dead-ass zombies to you?
Like a Cannibal Holocaust kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Also, kind of racist.
I've never seen it, but yeah, I've heard that was. But, I mean, because there's, like, hillbilly cannibals, too. Like, hills have eyes and shit. Don't they eat people?
Yeah.
But Cannibal Holocaust, for sure. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's, like, really racist.
Yeah. Well.
I picked up a random impulse buy. I'd seen a little bit about it when it was announced, and I was like, oh, that could be cool. And then I forgot about it, but it was $20 at Walmart. This game called Descenders.
Oh, yeah. That's on Game Pass.
Oh, it is? You should try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I haven't tried it.
It's cool. It's a procedurally generated downhill mountain bike game. So, like, the courses are always different, and it'll populate, like, when you do the career mode, it'll populate, like, a whole series of them. And those are, like, to complete a full run or campaign, you have to complete all of them. within one in-game day, or if it gets too dark, you can't finish it, so it doesn't count as a completed run.
Oh.
And you have lives, so every time you fall, you lose a life.
Oh.
But you can earn extra lives by doing bonus objectives as you're going through the courses. Like, it might be to do a certain trick or hit a certain speed.
Get a flip.
Get a flip.
Yeah. Like trials. That's kind of how that's
kind of, but right? Those are more like obstacle course and side scrolling and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This is more just like it's like a mountain biking roguelike.
Is it like a third person 3D?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you can unlock upgrades and shit to your bike, and that stuff is persistent.
Can you put a motor on it?
No.
No?
No motor. But I did go like 150 kilometers an hour on a mountain bike.
That's insane.
I like,
you take flight?
Elder Scrolled the physics of the bike a little bit, like you can with a horse, and I just went up like a straight cliff, or like practically vertical, and then I just turned around and like went as fast as I could, and took off like a rocket. When I finally hit a tree, the dude went flying like for a mile in the air before he finally bounced off the ground again. It was like a rocket. It's funny, but for $20, it's good. I like it. You should try it if it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, I think it's only a week of Game Pass for free with my new laptop.
Smacktop.
I got a new laptop. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden bought me a laptop. He called me up specially, and he said, you know what? You've earned this. Here's $1,400, and just put it in my bank account.
Patooey.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He bought me a Honkulus.
Wait.
A Honkulus.
He did it for you?
Oh, yeah. You thought...
I thought it was just me.
He sneaks around on
oh,
you.
Oh, that two-timing yeah. son of a piece of shit, no good scrub. Scrub daddy.
But, yeah, that new machine there, pretty fancy. Runs on diesel.
It does. It runs... It may as well run on diesel. It's it's power hungry. And so far, I got no complaints except for it's loud as fuck.
What's the brand again?
MSI.
That's right.
And it has RTX 2070 and 16 gigs of RAM and a fucking 10th generation i7. I think it's 10750H.
So it's from the future, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's from the future.
It's...
I played Cyberpunk on it at full ultra, and got 60 frames per second.
That's impressive.
It's ridiculous. That doesn't happen.
You might be able to run 4 instances of Crysis.
Oh, yeah.
At once.
They just added DLSS to the remastered one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forgot that came out.
Yeah.
I like the first one quite a bit, the first Crysis.
Crysis.
How many? Did they do 3?
Yes.
Yeah. The third one was not as good. The second one was pretty good. The third one felt more like rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That was part of that like multiplayer phase where...
Yeah, that's right. They focused way too much on co-op.
Yeah, every game they just like had to make it...
They fucking did it to Dead Space.
Yeah, and that ruined Dead Space.
It's not that... The whole point of that game was to be scared alone in the dark with alien fuck freaks coming after you.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Not shooting rockets on a snow planet. It wasn't Lost Planet.
No. I wish it was Lost Planet.
That game was a big old disappointment.
Oh, yeah. Which one? There was more than one, right?
I actually enjoyed the first one when it came out. And then, yeah, Lost Planet 2 sucked my
shit. How many are there?
I think there was just 2 on that.
Two? Two?
Two. Cyberpunk. I haven't really touched that in a long-ass time.
Yeah, I got to the... I'm at the end of it, and I'm just waiting to, like, do the last mission, like the point of no return is where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay, I see.
And so I'm just like doing side quests and shit. It's still good, especially now that it runs better.
Yeah, because now you can run it better than you were streaming it on GeForce.
Yeah, I was streaming it on GeForce now, and now I'm streaming it on GeForce.
You should start your own streaming service. Use that as a server and start charging people access to your remote desktop password or whatever. And, become your own.
Become your own server.
Become your own Stadia.
Become your own business. Oh, another thing with something that's new to me. First of all, I never had a gaming laptop. I've always gotten desktops and built them and shit. But given the the fact that the versatility of it and the fact that you can do a lot with this shit now. And thanks to Mr. Joe Biden, I decided to go that route. And so far, so good. I love that the monitor is 144 hertz, which makes a much bigger difference than I expected. Like, I knew that higher frame rate is always better, but it's like butter. It's wild. It's just so responsive, like, and smooth.
Pouring gravy in your eyeballs.
Yeah, gravy eyes. Gravy eyes. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, Mr. Joe Biden bought me a Oculus Quest 2. But which, disclaimer, I officially had just changed Oculus to Honculus. I can't not say that now. Once, yeah. I said it once and it made me giggle.
Honculus.
It's a Honculus now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I messed with your VR, the Vive and the PSVR before, but this is the first time I've bought a headset. It was one of those things where I couldn't find PS5 yet, so I was like, fuck it. I want to buy something.
Yeah, I want a toy. Daddy Joe told me that he'd buy me a toy.
It is to stimulate the economy, after all.
Yeah, you stimulate it.
And it's not like we haven't been working the whole time anyway.
Stimulate that shit.
But it's pretty awesome so far. It's for $300, it's a solid device.
Yeah.
The specs on it and stuff are pretty good. The controllers are solid.
It's pretty high resolution. It's very high resolution.
I think it's capable. 4K.
Yeah. It's weird because it's like,
I get like
over two eyes, so it's hard to compare.
But I get like none of that screen door effect.
No, I didn't see any of that.
Got a pretty, it's, I guess, capable of 90 hertz refresh rate.
Yeah.
Tilt brush blew my mind all over again. Like, I already knew how cool it was, but
oh yeah,
I just started fucking around with it again. It was just like, holy shit.
That's Google's like 3D painting creating
app. Yeah, it's not a game per se. It's just like a workshop app kind of thing.
It's a dick drawing simulator.
Yeah, you draw as big as you want in the night sky.
As many big dicks. Yeah, and they can sparkle. They can pulsate to your music.
You can dance around.
Oh yeah.
I think my favorite game I've played so far is Moss, which is really cool platformer. It's got like a red wall kind of vibe to it, though.
Little mouse person.
Little mouse person with a sword. But the catch is, it's kind of like that Astrobot game. The camera is fixed.
Yeah.
Aside from your head.
It's like
movements.
A diorama.
Yeah, it's like a 3D diorama, and you're the camera, like your head. But you interact with this little creature. This mouse finds some kind of magic bean or seed or something that allows it to see you. It's aware of your presence. And you're like the reader. You're supposed to be like reading a story. So like the puzzles and stuff, it's a platformer where you use standard joystick controls, but then there are puzzles where it requires your interaction, where like you have to reach out and like pick up a huge block that's blocking the path or something.
Yeah.
Some of the puzzles get pretty in-depth already, and I'm only like an hour into it.
Yeah, I think that's about how much I played when I played it for PSVR.
Oh, you did play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
About that much of it.
I'm going to finish it because it's awesome. Like, it's just really well done, and you don't have to move a ton, and I'm a little restricted for space.
Yeah,
so it works. What else did I play? Oh yeah, Tetris Effect in VR is fucking awesome. Yeah. I already liked it when I played it on PS4, but the VR layer kicks it up to like really be engrossing for me.
It's very immersive.
You just zone into it.
Yeah, you're zoning.
I'm zoning.
It's how to get zoning.
Zone zooming.
If you want to get zoned,
you play Tetris Effect.
You play
in
Tantris.
VR.
Yeah,
Tantris.
Big VR game. But I think the best VR game that I've played is Super Hot.
Yep, I got that as well. I haven't played much of it, but it's so fucking cool.
I'm guessing that Half-Life Alyx will just be the best one.
Yeah.
Just by default. But
that's not on the Quest, sadly. It's not that powerful.
Right. But I just got it on my computer because it's a one-year anniversary of it. So it's on sale.
That's right.
So
it's crazy that a year has gone by already.
I know.
Because it feels like it just came out just because... Yeah. There was like last year wasn't real.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Right. So we'll have to give that a try after.
Yeah. Cause like you were saying, we can try and tether, cause the Quest of course is full self-contained unit, wireless and stuff, but you can use it with a PC. So it'll be interesting to see how the screen handles like a high end PC game.
Yeah.
Cause I think it'll be pretty good.
I think it'll be good.
Also an interesting thing with the sound on it, because it does have little built-in speakers. You can, of course, plug in headphones for better sound, but they're like these tiny little speakers, and they sit kind of near your temple, But when you're wearing the headset, it's like loud and clear in your ears. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they're it's just weird. Like super directional.
I've heard of those, like those kind of speakers that you really only hear when they're pointed in the right direction and you're in like the sweet spot of it or whatever.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Bose make something like that that you put around your neck?
And it's yeah, just like, and these, like somehow it just sounds like a whisper to everyone else, but it's like full blast in your ears.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know if it's the same tech exactly, but
I think it's just that basic weird phenomenon, like with the, which building in DC? There's one of the buildings you can just like whisper in a certain spot.
Is it the Capitol building?
It might be.
Like the big domed room.
Yeah, you can whisper in a certain spot and then you can hear it in the chair.
Like, isn't there like something like that in a subway station in New York too?
Oh, probably. That's spooky though, for some reason.
Unless that was just in a movie. I don't know.
Come over here.
Oh, that would freak me the fuck out.
Psst.
Yeah, just that. You'd be standing there and you just hear that from the corner.
Hey.
That would be terrifying. just like post up all day and like fart. So it sounds like the person across the room did it. He's stuck. It's like you're doing a pull up, kissing the bar.
Yeah, that's it. That's audio charades.
What else did I play? Oh, sadly, and maybe, I don't know, I'll try it again one day, but the Jurassic World game, which actually looked pretty awesome, made me feel real sick. Like I got motion sick from it.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
It happens.
And maybe it's the kind of thing where I'll get more acclimated to VR. But right now, the ones that are more slow-paced or fixed viewpoint, I find much more enjoyable.
Mm.
Super Hot is an exception because it's not fast-moving.
Right.
It's all, you know, slow motion.
So that's why it's perfect for VR.
That's such a cool concept.
Yeah.
And you do need to move a bit because you need to make time move, unless you just want to, like, shake the controller.
Time moves
when you move.
When you move your head too.
Right. So you can just like look around, I guess. But like it's not, you shouldn't be seated for that one. Like you kind of need to stand or be in a swiveling chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can like, cause you have to look all around. But I got those Star Wars Vader games. Haven't really played that yet, but I did try the lightsaber thing, which you got to try because just the lightsaber training alone is worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Like you walk into a Jedi temple and there's just like a pedestal with maybe not a Jedi temple, some kind of training room though. And there's just a lightsaber on a pedestal and you walk up and pick it up and you can look at it and tilt it all around and then turn it on. And it's like exact, like the graphics are surprisingly good. So it feels like you're in the Star Wars universe. Like,
yeah,
it's awesome.
I am a Star War.
Just one war though.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
And is it which one?
The best one.
Which one is? Which one is?
The first one.
Okay. Episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
First one, chronologically.
The one with Sebulba.
Sebungo.
Sebulbasaur. Ooh, ew.
Yeah, I had just pictured that.
Imagine a Sebulbasaur?
A Sebulbasaur. he would have a similar shape, I feel, to Bulbasaur, but instead of like the cabbage or whatever it is on his back, it would be just like a flesh patch. In the same kind of shape, so it kind of looked like a big old nutsack.
Oh, God.
But then his head, he would have the neck of Sebulba. Like
yeah.
That camel neck, that reptilian camel neck looking thing.
Camel neck. I got a bad case of camel neck.
It sounds like a some kind of slang for an STD. Carriers can pass it on. You don't want it.
Hey. Fuck you. Pass it on.
Psst. Hey.
Psst. Psst. Psst.
Hey. Take a shit.
Hey. Pass it on. What else? What do you think about that Pokemon? Huh?
Which Pokemon?
The big one. The biggest one.
Oh, the one that got announced? The big open world one?
Yeah, the big one.
It could be sweet.
What's it called?
I couldn't tell
Pokemon you. Pokemon Artemis.
Is that what it is?
I just made that up, but something.
It sounds like it could be.
Probably like that.
But they're basically, it's like the Breath of the Wild for Pokemon, essentially, is yeah. what it's been referred to as many a time.
Looks dope, dude.
It does.
I'll get in there.
Because I got to admit, when the last ones came out, what were they?
Pearl Jam and Otis.
It's like... Pokemon Pearl Jam and Pokemon Otis.
Wow. I can't even take responsibility for that. That was just such a fucking random synapse firing.
It was like Milo and Otis and Toe Jam and Earl, but
yeah.
Toe Jam.
But Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Because Pearl was the first thing that came to mind.
Pokemon Pearl, yeah.
That's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's Sword and Shield. That's what they were.
Yeah, they were...
I prefer Otis.
Pokemon Otis. Pokemon Milo and Pokemon Otis.
Yeah, yeah, that would work.
They were okay, those ones. Like they weren't as good as I hoped, though. I was a little let down, because it was much more like the classics than I expected. I thought the open world segments were going to be bigger, and I thought everything about it was just going to be on a bigger scale than it was. But and that's what this new one's going to be, though. It's a full open map. There's no little pathways that you have to stick to, like routes or whatever, to get from town to town. It's just open.
How mundane is it going to be, do you think?
I don't know.
You're going to have to, like...
How many meals do you have to cook around a campfire?
Right.
For your Pokemon, like, to train
How much like do you have them? To scrub your Charmander?
Right.
You know, I want to brush my Pidgey for a while.
I mean, I'm sure some people like those features, but I didn't do... I just didn't. I was like, I don't care if it makes them happy.
Yeah, no, I was actually referring to... I know, yeah, that's true, but I was referring to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, because no, you could do that in Sword and Shield. When you go to like the little camps or whatever.
And yeah, you can play with them and stuff, shit and give them
And
treats.
You basically just scrub your Charmander.
Yeah.
Sounds like a euphemism but for masturbation.
I was thinking like, yeah. No. I was thinking like how in Red Dead they added that and it was annoying because it was necessity, basically.
I don't think they'll go into the mundane stuff of Pokemon ever. I do think that there might be a lot of the crafting elements that Zelda
yeah.
the Wild had, like, because that was so successful, finding, foraging and combining elements. And I bet they'll have a lot of that. I don't know about climbing everything and all of that, but I bet there'll be a lot of the environmental effects, like how you could drop a piece of meat in Zelda by a lava and it'd cook.
Yeah.
Like those kinds of like neat little things. It would also be, I mean, I don't know how they could, I mean, I'm sure the battle system will remain, you know, the classic way that it always has been. I don't think they could ever
change
that.
It has to. Yeah. If they change that, people would riot.
People would shit. But I do think that you'll be able to see the creatures as well. I don't think it'll be random battles.
I think so.
Like, that's how the Last Dragon...
Last Dracula.
I don't know, actually, if the Last Dragon Quest was random battles or not. I think it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay attention to
actually,
those.
They might have spawned and you could see them. But regardless, that's always better in my book. So that you can run away from them if you choose to without having to enter the battle and then hit run and then fail. And then they hit you and then you try and run again and they fail.
You fail. What about Pokemon Snap? It's new. Just like Mario was new. Just like Luigi Mansion was new.
This actually is a new game, though, and so was Luigi. They weren't ports.
Luigi? That wasn't a port?
No.
Or a remake?
No, that was a brand new game.
Luigi? I thought it was on the Wii U or some shit.
No, but a bunch of other games that I think at this point, almost every Wii U Nintendo exclusive has been ported to the Switch, except for Wind Waker HD.
Which is now happening, right? Oh, no, it hasn't not Wind
been
announced. Waker.
Yeah, that's the one that...
Skyward Sword just got announced.
Yes, which hasn't been released since the original Wii.
Okay.
But the speculation that I've heard is that after that comes out in the spring, I think is what they're shooting for, June.
Mm-hmm.
Since Wind Waker HD already existed for... Wii U, and I think Twilight Princess did as well.
Mm, yeah, it did.
So they think that a holiday bundle of the two will happen.
Uh-huh.
Which would be pretty awesome, because I had a Wii.
Wii.
But I never finished the Zelda games on it, because I didn't like being forced to use the motion controls all the time.
Yeah.
Like, cool if the feature's there and you want to play with it, but make it an option. And that's what they did for the Switch one, for Skyward Sword. So I'm definitely going to get that, because I actually never... played anything but like the first half hour of Skyward Sword at a friend's house.
Yeah, I played some of it, but I definitely didn't play a lot of it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nintangus.
Thank you, Nintangi. I think the next game that has a release date that I'm really looking forward to is, unless I'm forgetting something, is Biomutant.
Yeah.
There might be some other things, too, but that's the first thing that comes to mind. Like, that shit looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that does. That's another animal game. You're a furry.
That's going to be, it's going to attract a lot of furry
furries crowd. Are going to be into it.
But, well, lots of cosplay.
But it looks sweet.
But it looks fucking awesome.
All I know is it's an action RPG and you play.
It's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, it's post-apocalyptic and you play as a.
Some kind of fuzzball.
Some kind of fox mouse hybrid.
I don't really know what it is, but he does kung fu.
Some kind of hooter.
He's got he does weapons. I think you get an airship. Like, it looks like it's pretty expansive.
Big.
Cool art design. Mm-hmm. You fight mutant bug freaks and shit. Mutant
bug freaks from outer space.
Mutant fuck freaks. Yeah. From outer space. I'm definitely excited to get more VR shit. Like you were saying before, once it's like consistently warmer out, I suppose I could try it outside where there's more space.
Yeah, you can get out there, swing your dick around.
Get out there completely naked except for my VR headset.
swinging that thing around. Ain't nobody never done died from it. Yeah, I'm really excited to try Half-Life Alyx.
Oh, yeah.
Real. We'll have to report back on that one. What else have I been playing?
Still, I'm guessing, going hard on Creed off and on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that hasn't stopped. I'm at like 150 hours or something.
That's wild.
They do like seasonal events and shit. And I still have stuff in the main game. Like, I beat the main story, but still do. I still do.
Have they announced release dates for the DLC yet?
I don't think so. Oh, maybe the first one. Maybe.
That's the one that's going to be Ireland, right?
Yeah. Subnautica.
Yeah, I'll get that when it comes out.
That has VR too.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. And that's like...
I feel like the Quest could run that, so hopefully they port it to that eventually.
If it can run on Switch, then I'm sure it could. That's another good like crafting-based survival game where you crash. It came out a few years ago initially, and now there's like a standalone, a
whole new expansion kind of thing.
Frozen version. You crash land on this ocean planet.
You gotta build a base and
you gotta harvest shit, build base, build tubes.
The thing with that game that I like,
solar panels.
I like the concept of having to go deeper and deeper into the ocean, and it gets like scarier as you go.
And like, you have to upgrade your suit to like get into certain atmospheres. So like some spots are irradiated, so you have to have a radiation suit.
I think pressure too, like you need more.
But then that too, like once you hit a certain depth, the pressure drains your oxygen faster.
Crushes you.
Yeah. And then there's like hand vehicles, you know, those little zoomers you can hang on to, and they're like, oh, yeah. And then you can go use those to get deeper, but you still get to the point where you'll drown because of the pressure until you upgrade some shit. So yeah, it's kind of like ability gated in a cool way.
Mm.
But the alien fish are very neat.
There'd be monsters.
There's a scary ass shark in there too that jutters around. It looks like a fucking like a megalodon, and it just like, I don't even like, very jerky motions, like a worm motion, but very jerky.
Oh,
does that make sense? Worm jerky.
Worm jerky. You know what I learned about yesterday?
What?
From Chopped, worm salt, the thing
made out of worms.
It's specifically, they call it worm salt, but it's not always worms. It's just insects in general ground up with other seasonings.
That's disgusting.
It is, but it's protein. I guess
it makes no less sense than any of the other shit that people eat.
I know, I wouldn't want it,
but worm, I think it's salt. Disgusting.
You want to eat some cricket with me?
No. No.
What's the name? I keep forgetting the name of the game that I think just came out recently and we were talking about earlier. Mundan?
Yeah.
I want to play that real bad. The more I read about it, it looks,
how do you
awesome.
Spell it?
It's Mundaun, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, but
Mundan.
Yeah, it's a, like a gothic horror
It's like a folk horror kind of thing, yeah, set in the Swiss Alps, and it's all black and white pencil sketch drawing graphics.
Yeah, like actually pencil drawn.
Yeah, I don't understand how. I guess he drew 2D images and then put them in a 3D model,
yeah,
generator of sorts.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's a really cool effect. And then all I had to see was that it was influenced by things like Midsommar and
The Witch.
Wicker Man and The Witch and like that kind of vibe. It looks cool. So I think it's $20 and my intention is to play it before we record again. It's on my list.
Life is Strange.
I was just going to say that was the other big, big announcement last week.
The third in the, well.
I forgot the subtitle.
Kind of the fourth.
Technically the fourth game, yeah. I don't think they put a 3 in the title this time.
True Colors.
Yeah. I think it's just called Life is Strange True Colors. I don't think it's Life is Strange 3 True Colors.
No, no number.
But I bet the next one that Don't Nod themselves do will be Life is Strange 3.
Maybe.
Unless they're just going to drop the numbers altogether, which I think would make the most sense. Because they're totally unrelated to each other. Each one is its own arc, so it just makes sense to call it Life is Strange with a subtitle.
Yeah, I feel like Deck Nine is like really
just as good, if just not as better. Good.
Yeah, better in some ways, definitely.
Because there was definitely some elements to Before the Storm that improved upon the first Life is Strange.
Yeah, like all the voice acting and the animations it's way better. Like,
and the fact that like the music was even better because they got an original soundtrack. It wasn't all licensed. I guess there was original songs for the first game too, but I mean they got Daughter to do it for Before the Storm.
Yeah, the first one obviously.
That's classic.
Yeah, holds a special place in my hat.
But, I mean, the prequel's still part of that to me. It's the same story.
Right, and it's just like, it's just kind of better.
In a way, yeah. It's like they took everything. I mean, some of the set pieces that you go to, some of the places are cool. Like that whole segment at the start where you're at like the punk show in the barn.
Yeah.
And like having to sneak around so you don't get beat up. And it also, for some reason, knowing the outcome...
From the first
game and like just wondering how it's going to get there doesn't lessen the impact. If anything, it almost makes it hurt more when it happens because you're like, you knew it was going to happen.
But well, yeah, and then like, at the end, it just reminds you that like, the last thing, like without spoiling it, but the last thing it shows is just like, hey, remember what happens?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Damn it.
So much for my happy ending.
I'm very happy to see them going back to like the murder mystery kind of vibe.
Yeah, this looks good.
As opposed to, I mean, not that the 2 wasn't good, but it was more of like a road trip style. I mean, there was a lot of commentary on the current state of the country with police brutality and racism and everything. So it had like a lot to say, but it felt more disjointed than the, like just in play.
It just seemed unrelated, even though there were some direct references, but. Yeah.
Well, and just because you could tell it was in the same universe of sorts, and there, but just
totally
like,
different
the flow
feel.
Of the gameplay wasn't as smooth,
right?
Like it was more jilted, where there would be like long periods where there was very little going on, and then like all of a sudden, like a crazy part would happen right at the end of something, and then it would time jump, and you wouldn't and you wouldn't expect that at the end of the episode, and you're just like, well, shit, like I thought I was gonna get to see more of like. Where how they got to this like I remember the jump to the weed farm was like unexpected for me because like it ended the episode first episode ended with them getting on the train.
Yeah, there was a time
and I figured there'd
lapse.
Be a part of gameplay on the train and stuff like that, and then they were just like, nope, it's like 5 months later. And
yeah, it was a lot more sprawling.
Yeah, but very, very stoked to see like that kind of I don't want to say Twin Peaks like vibe, but in a way like the
why don't you want to say that?
Well, because it's so common to compare things to Twin Peaks. Like, everyone's like, it's like Twin
Peaks.
But
it's a good comparison.
It is. And it's, I mean, especially with the first game, it was very justified.
Yeah. Yeah, that really kind of wore it on its sleeve. But the new one...
Power is a different take.
Yeah, the main character, Alex, is...
It's like hyper-empathy, hyper-empath. Like
yeah.
She senses emotions.
But she feels the emotions of other people.
And her emotions when she gets like overcharged, essentially, or overstimulated can affect other people.
Yeah.
In big ways. Like they alluded to, at least they didn't show much, but it seemed like she could cause some havoc.
Yeah. That,
September. They still haven't said, if it's going to be episodic.
Yeah. I wonder.
I kind of hope it's not.
Or if it were like 3 episodes or something.
Just so long as it doesn't take over a year like the episodes for the second game did.
Because
it took a long time to roll those out, and and there were times where there'd be like 3-4 months between an episode.
Yeah, that's true.
It's almost like, I forgot what the hell was happening.
Yeah.
Although they did their little previously on segments at the start of each episode.
And they're also re-releasing Life is Strange and Before the Storm.
But not two,
because that's that already just came on out.
Well, the other ones
they're updating them with like the more advanced version of the engine.
Right. I see. And the graphics for three look really nice.
Yeah.
Especially the, like you said, it's the first time they're doing full motion capture.
Yeah.
So it's, and that was noticeable.
That makes a huge difference.
The movements.
It all looks very fluid, less stiff.
Speaking of animations, you mentioned,
throat motions.
You discovered Injustice 2 has some mean ass throat motions.
Yeah. Since my computer came with that Xbox Game Pass, I decided I'd just go on a rampage and play a little bit of a bunch of games.
Is it sweet? The Game Pass thing? Had you tried it before?
No, I hadn't. There's not enough on there to justify it, I don't think.
Really?
For me, but for some people, I'm sure it is. But, yeah.
Injustice is cool, though.
I saw Injustice on there, and I just, you know, while we just watched the Snyder Cut, which I fucking loved.
It was good.
And it got me jonesing for Injustice, and apparently Injustice is the DC Universe fighting game by the people who made Mortal Kombat.
NetherRealm,
yeah.
And it actually has like a pretty good story for a fighting game.
It does, yeah. It's like
from at least the first
straight one. Straight out of a comic book. Like, I think there is a
they did a series based on the games. Yeah. I don't know if it was intended and they launched them at the same time, or if the game was so successful they decided to do a comic series.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
also
a cool concept.
I had remember reading somewhere that the Snyder Cut, some of the new storyline was taken from Injustice.
Oh, wow.
And then when I started playing Injustice 2 from the beginning of the story mode, it's definitely the way that it's going. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but the end of Zack Snyder's Justice League is big and open.
Yeah.
So the beginning of Injustice 2, the game, mentions some shit that explains what happened there and where things are going, and it all, like, it's taken right from Injustice. So
that's cool.
That was interesting. But anyway, those throats, the throat motions are not easy to animate. I'm not an animator, but I know that's one of those little details that most people don't think about.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's like a lot of layers of meat and sinew down there that move when you talk and shit. And once we started seeing that in video game animations, that's when I knew the singularity was approaching.
It's true, because you never really consider it, but that's why facial animations always look so stiff, is there's no play in the neck area or around the jaw.
Right.
Occasionally there'd be, I guess.
Remember the eyebrow motions in Half-Life 2? Game changer. Facial animations were unreal for the time.
For the time, what was it, 2001?
Yeah, something like that.
I didn't play it when it first came out, so I didn't experience it as a mind-blowing thing, because I played it for the first time in the orange box.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
Like a chud.
Yeah. At least it wasn't on the PlayStation 3. That version was crap.
You know, I played it on the Xbox first, but I did have it on PS3 at 1.2, and yeah, it was janky as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Cell processor.
Oh, yeah. Cell.
Efficient. I remember they were chatting that up like it was going to be the future of all processing for computers.
Forever.
And ever. Everything.
Forever.
Sony did it. Cracked the code for processing. We're going to the moon.
On a PlayStation 3.
On a PlayStation. I'm going to moon surf on my PS3.
It's probably about as loud.
The P3?
No, the P4.
Oh, yeah.
About as loud as a moon rocket.
Mine, like, I don't even have to be playing a disc-based game anymore. Like, sometimes I'm playing just a digital game, and it'll just be like...
like it probably needs to be thoroughly cleaned.
I did vacuum it out not too long ago.
I would blow it out. You gotta blow it out.
That's probably... I mean, at least the venting in that is front to back, so it's like... A lot of it comes out the back end anyway.
Right, but a lot of it does get stuck in there.
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, mine's not that loud. I have a slim one.
I don't. Mine's a launch day original, which is even louder than the Slims from what I gather.
But my computer, oh, that thing's loud.
The new boy.
The new computer. I just got some new thermal paste.
What's his name?
I'm going to bust them open and put some fucking new fluids in there.
His name's Fluid. Liquid.
Wicked Liquid.
People should name their computers like racehorses.
Yeah.
Here comes Wicked Liquid. Yeah. Around the bend.
I'll name it Orb.
Orb. That's yeah. good. I like that.
But yeah, I'm going to bust off the all those heat sinks, because apparently the thermal paste they use from the factory is just
sidewalk
shit
jock.
And just isn't applied well or evenly. So I guess that will help temperatures quite a bit, which will in turn turn down the hovercraft fan.
Ah.
Big fan.
Was MSI always called MSI, or are they
Mystic
a fairly...
Mystic Spit Incorporated.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
No, they were...
Mystic Spit LLC.
What is it?
Is it like a already established brand and they just started a new like branding or something?
Oh, I mean, they've been making like graphics cards and stuff forever.
Okay. So,
and motherboards and like components.
I see. Because it wasn't a name I remember hearing like that much like 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
At least, maybe I just wasn't in the right circles when it came to that kind of stuff. But it's just not a computer brand that I knew of until more recently.
Yeah, because I don't think they really made anything like...
Full-blown devices.
Right. It was just components. So...
Orb.
Orbulus.
Oculus.
Homunculus, homunculus. Come hither. Strap, please, strap. I also tried on Game Pass Crackdown 3.
I never played it, but...
So...
How'd that go for you?
It sucked shit. It sucked a bunch of shit. It's not good.
I heard it like almost looks worse than the old games.
Yeah. It kind of does. Good faces, like the facial animations during the cutscenes and stuff, are good.
But the gameplay,
the rest
itself,
of it looks like shit,
like old shit. And wasn't that in development for like 8 fucking years?
A long time. And it's cell shaded, which is like
even
over.
Funnier. Yeah,
it's over.
That Jurassic World game on the Quest is cell shaded, but it looks really cool for that. Like it's got like a comic book feel with pretty realistic looking dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Just wish it didn't make me sick.
It didn't have an non-intense mode?
No, it did, but even that like was kind of... Maybe it was because I needed to recuperate from being just neural blasted by the weird sensation of your head moving when it's not moving. But when I was doing that mode, it would sort of dim the peripheral vision, and I guess probably to help aid that. But that was fucking with me, too. Like it felt like there was something...
Sure, you weren't just really high.
I mean, that's certainly a possibility and most likely a given, but it felt like there was something wrong with my eyes when it would do that. And I knew it was in the game, but it also fucked my head up because it was just like, you know, when you have that feeling of standing up too fast.
Oh, yeah.
And your vision kind of fades a little bit.
I hate that.
That's what it felt like in the game when I had the less intense modes on, because it would do that to dim the peripherals. But like, even if you were just walking, it made me feel like I was in a stealth mode or something. Because like it would darken, and I was like, "Am I fucking
like
crouched
focus.
Again?" And it's just how it is all the time.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so I didn't like that.
There was a little of that going on with that game I played a demo for.
Oh yeah, the Journey of the Gods. It's kind of like a Zelda.
Yeah, it was fun though.
It seemed really cool. I tried a little bit of the demo.
Just shooting a crossbow.
Probably end up getting that.
That one's cell shaded too, right?
Kinda. It's not in the same. It doesn't quite look like a comic book, but it looks kind of like the cell shaded Zeldas a little bit.
Yeah, I think that they're doing that now, like to get more out of
the VR.
The VR.
It makes sense because that's hardware. Right. That other game, the horror game, there.
Yeah,
Lies Beneath.
Lies Beneath. Yeah.
That one's kind of looks like a comic book as well. That game looks sweet.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Oh man. Did you download that other game that is not on the Quest, Boneyard? Bone shop. Boneworks.
Boneworks. Bone shop.
I'm going to go down to a bone shop, pick up a rack of ribs.
I did not.
That looked amazing.
But I will at some point. Oh, I played Forza Horizon 4.
The newest one?
Yeah, got in a car, went vroom. Yeah.
You get the idea. I don't have to go into
that. So on and so forth. And
there's a lot of different styles in that game, too. It's not
all.
Like,
there are people.
There's like off-road.
There's motorbikes.
Oh, yeah. You got a buggy? You got some buggy?
You can drive a big Hot Wheel.
Yeah. I think they added the car from Cyberpunk.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. The game's fine. The graphics are really fucking good.
It looked amazing in the videos I saw for the Series X launch. It's crazy that, and I mean, I maybe I'm just misremembering, but it's crazy that it's still so hard to get a PS5 or a Series X.
No, and, yeah, that's crazy. That's
like, it
crazy.
Feels like it's been, I mean, it's been out for what, 6 months now? Or no, five? It came out in November.
Yeah.
So almost going on 5 months, 4 months.
Five months. The pandemic is definitely the
But it's culprit. Also, I think the, like we started with, the flippers are worse than ever. Like with,
yeah.
When maybe, we were talking about at the start of the episode.
But I think that that's part of it. Like that's going to happen when there's scarcity, no matter what.
True. But they've just gotten more efficient at it and they don't know how to stop.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Like Walmart, the way they try to stop them from getting all of them at once is by staggering when they get stock in. Like nothing goes to the stores. You're not going to walk in and find one.
Yeah.
It's just online sales. And they stagger it. Like they'll put up, I think it's like, I don't know, 100 or something. And then they'll be like, all right, in 10 minutes, we're going to put another 100 up or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think you can get in the queue, maybe. I don't know.
Pain in the dick. It's not worth it.
Friend of show Max just got his.
Yeah.
And he got it through, I think it was Walmart or Best Buy. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of did follow some of the notification things that people have been doing on online Reddit and Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like they would try to make it a little easier to track one down online when they became available, like little tips and tricks and things like that.
Hmm.
I'm kind of surprised the Series X is still as hard to get as the PS5.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention. I did when I went to Best Buy to pick something up. In the in-store pickup thing, they had two PS5s behind the counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I guess you can pick them up in the store.
Yeah, that's probably, you can probably choose in-store pickup if you get one online.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never actually seen a live, like, boxed unit. I've seen, like, just the dummy boxes, but haven't even seen one in the store like that.
Big box.
Big.
Yeah. Big. Real big.
I'd buy either one if I could find it.
Yeah,
I mean, I plan on getting a PS5 first if I can, but I'd already kind of decided that I'm gonna get both this time around. Need that Fable. Granted, I could do that on PC with Game Pass.
Fable, Fable,
Fable. Whenever it comes out,
there's really nothing coming out soon, is there?
I keep thinking of other stuff, and there's like little things sporadically spread about. Like this week on Switch, not a huge deal to me, but Monster Hunter is coming out. That's big for some people.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what's special about this one, huh?
I guess it's supposed to be more like the, less like Monster Hunter World, even though that was very popular. This one's a little bit more like the traditional ones, which people loved for different reasons.
Does that just mean that it's less intuitive and people pretend like that's better?
No, I think you might be right. Yeah. Like, make it more difficult to understand.
Right.
Please.
I like it to be more work.
I played some of World and I liked it. It's cool. Like, the concept is cool. But even that one, like, a lot of it is not well explained.
There's a lot of grinding.
And yeah.
And a lot of inventory management.
I just don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind sinking some hours into a game if it feels worthwhile. But if I'm just grinding it out, doing the same fucking thing over and over again. Although, there are exceptions to that. Like, a game, like a Souls-like, I don't mind grinding in those.
Yeah, then I'll grind and... most games. I don't care.
Grindstone.
Yeah, I grind and grindstone.
Bump and grind. There's a garage in my town called Bump and Grind Auto Body.
Oh.
I always thought it was weird, even as a kid.
That's definitely weird.
Yeah.
What was I saying? What were we talking about?
Bumping and grinding on cars.
No, before that. Shit.
Oh, Monster Hunter. And Souls like grinding, just grinding in general.
Grinding. That's right. Inventory management is a big deal because since I've been playing a lot of survival games, that can be such a huge pain in the ass if it's not done right. Like Valheim, I think, does it really well. Like all your everything that you get has a use that you're gonna use it like pretty soon if you get it.
Yeah, I hate when there's an abundance of trash.
Right,
stuff you pick up that is useless.
Yeah, like Cyberpunk definitely has a good
way
amount
too
of that.
Much of it. I didn't realize it at first. I was just like, oh, I'm gonna pick up all this sweet shit, and I'm just like, this is all garbage.
Yeah, I have like a stack of 50 ashtrays. Yeah. Just I've been a kleptomaniac this whole time. I hate that shit. Like I would mod like
it's
when
not
I played
immersive.
When I played Witcher 3, that was like really bad. And
I think at least that had an auto sell your junk button though, right? Does Cyberpunk have that? No,
Cyberpunk doesn't.
Like
Assassin's Creed does. Assassin's Creed handles it perfectly.
That's what I was gonna. I knew one of the games I played recently had a just sell junk button.
Yeah,
and even the junk in that isn't as bad.
Like Borderlands has that too.
Oh, okay. I haven't played.
You can mark them as junk in a lot of games. Same with Outer Worlds.
I was confused. Outer Rim.
Outer Wilds. It's yes. Outer Worlds is what I'm talking about.
Outer Wilds is the more puzzly
game. Puzzly.
Which is coming to Switch. I might finally play that. Even though I could have played it on PS4 already. But probably better to play. I know you didn't like it.
Yeah, I got real bored.
But I think I'd maybe be into it.
I kept getting lost. Which might be a me problem. Yeah. Like Subnautica, the inventory and that fills up so fucking fast, and then you need all the shit. So like,
it makes you drop something.
You have to drop shit all the time for like until you build your base, and then you can have you can have storage lockers that you can build.
I can't remember how,
but until then, it's like it's a shit show.
I can't remember how No Man's Sky handles it.
Oh, No Man's Sky was terrible.
That's at the start; it was real bad.
Better now. They added. You had like your exosuit inventory, which was limited.
And then you had your ship inventory.
And you had your ship inventory. Now they've more recently added like surplus inventory, like just basically another pouch on you, I guess. And you can
load up your creatures too. Right?
Yeah, creatures and
I can't fucking get over still that weird monster you were riding around on.
Oh yeah, I was riding a monster in No Man's Sky,
and but you were like sitting on its neck.
I was sitting on its neck. It was kind of like if you could imagine.
Do you still have that saved?
Yeah, I do.
You should post that on Instagram.
I will. But maybe kind of like a big duck.
It was like some kind of duck dog. I don't know.
Or like, if you could imagine a Yoshi.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it had four legs, but imagine Yoshi with four legs. But you're instead of riding his back, you're riding like the nape of his neck.
The rest of the body's just behind you, and you're like sitting at an angle on its neck.
On its neck, yeah, at a really extreme odd
like
angle,
hunched over his head.
Physics, yeah. Oh, it was funny,
unbelievable.
Because they just added mounts, so apparently that's been.
I think you can ride any creature in the game, right?
If you can tame it. Yeah.
So the big monsters might be kind of hard to do.
Speaking of which, I went to try Ark again because I wanted to see the graphics and shit on my.
The dinosaur one?
Yeah.
I keep, every time I see that, I'm like, that looks cool.
Yeah. And I've played it in the past and it was fun and stuff. It's another survival game with crafting and stuff. But
it's like sci-fi with dinosaurs.
Sci-fi dinosaurs and you can ride dinosaurs and shit. I went and I played it for like a couple hours yesterday and I just kept getting destroyed by fucking pterodactyls. The game would start and you start with nothing. You have to go punch down a bunch of trees and shit
punching down trees.
You got to punch a tree down to make a weapon or
destroyed by pterodactyls and punching down trees both sound like sludge bands.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this game could be a caveman game.
Caveman's
game. It could be very sludgy in nature.
Destroyed by pterodactyl.
But yeah, it just they kept coming. Every time I'd respawn, they just immediately destroy me. Not nice. And I even tried running into the woods, but they'd come through the trees. And then a bunch of compies came out and they tore me up. Like, give me a fucking break while I get my shit together for a second. Jesus. But I never had that problem in the past when I've started it. So I don't know. I'll have to look into that more, because that's a good game.
The sequel to that's coming out, and it's got Vin, big old big, helping a Vin Diesel.
Big Vin Diesel.
And I kind of hate it. I kind of hate that he's in it. Like, I get it. Actors end up in games all the time.
Chronicles of Riddick.
But he was in the movie, too. And yeah, that game is awesome.
Escape from Butcher Bay.
Never beat it.
Oh, you gotta beat it. You gotta beat it.
Gotta beat it. But it just seems out of place in this, like forced.
Yeah.
Like, here's Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel just doesn't look, he looks too much like a caveman to play a caveman.
I don't buy it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it looks cool.
The Forest, which I mentioned earlier, that's getting a sequel.
Oh, that's right. But it's got a different name, right?
I forget. Yeah, it has Forest in the name.
Is it a full sequel or is it just the same studio? But and it's like a continuation of the concept.
It's a sequel.
Is it?
Yeah. But like we saw in the trailer that you can like build computers and shit. Like eventually like they had like a TV and shit that they built. Crazy.
Wild.
Anything else?
Nothing's coming to mind off the top of my head.
No.
Just a ton of stuff that's been delayed. And then several things that feel like they're months out.
Yeah.
I haven't been buying as many Switch games and, of course, now the VR thing, but I haven't been buying as many PS4 games just because so many of them are enhanced for PS5 that I just want to wait.
Yeah.
Like, I want to experience them in a better fashion.
Right.
Namely, Miles Morales. I still want to play that real bad. That other game that came out around the launch time, always forget the name, but it's that one where you're like, you got a bow and you shoot things to speed up. Got like that cool hawk thing.
Oh, yeah. What
the fuck's that game called? I don't know. Hawk game. Fuck.
Hawk game. Hawk game.
But yeah, if I can get a PS5, then I'll probably go ballistic and buy way too
many. Did you play Valhalla? Assassin's Creed at all?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I played a good chunk of it.
Okay.
I may still return to it, but I've just been...
That comes with a free upgrade, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, some games have a free enhancement, and then others, I think, it's a little different.
I think Watch Dogs Legion, I think, is free to play this weekend. Yeah. I think it's free to play this weekend, but they just added the co-op mode.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is cross-platform. I don't know if it's any good, though. But I love the campaign.
Co-op, or is it a whole co-op. Separate? I see. But is it a separate mode? Or
yeah, yeah, separate mode.
I see.
So,
all right, so we'll hopefully be reporting back in the nearer future this time, but we say that every time, so yeah. Don't hold us to it. Nobody does.
No, nobody does. It's fine. But thanks for listening.
Yes.
And check out my other podcast, Cool Parents.
Of course, of course. Also, check out that new heat, the Shark Marvelous mixtape.
Yeah, mixtape Marvelous. That you can search for Mixtape Marvelous on your streaming platform of choice, and you're going to turn purple pretty quick.
You may get chomped. You may have very strong chance you might leave.
You'll be aroused.
Your dick will be blown off.
Yeah, that's the goal. So, yeah, that's it. Bye.
See you.